This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. People dismayed that the Louisville, Kentucky officers who shot Breonna Taylor have not been charged with her death have vowed to persist in their fight for justice. Many took to the streets in several United States cities to call for reforms to combat racist policing. The big question for a town torn apart by Taylor's death and the larger issue of racism in America was how to move forward. Protesters chanted her name and flooded the streets in Taylor's hometown Thursday night. Several people have been detained. The U.S. government has put the first black inmate to death since the Trump administration this year resumed federal executions after nearly two-decade pause. 40-year-old Christopher Viola was pronounced dead shortly before 7 p.m. EDT Thursday. He was convicted and sentenced to death in the slaying of a religious couple visiting Texas from Iowa when Viola was 19. He is the seventh federal execution since July and the second this week. Five of the first six were white. It's a move critics argue was a political calculation to avoid uproar. The sixth was Navajo. Viola's lawyer, Susan Otto, has said a race played a role in landing her client on death row in the 1999 killings of Todd and Stacey Bagley, who were both white. U.S. President Donald Trump's refusal to commit a peaceful transfer of power if he loses the November 3rd presidential election has drawn swift blowback from both parties in Congress. Mr. Trump was unfazed, declaring anew on Thursday that he is not sure the election can be honest. Meanwhile, lawmakers are turning to unprecedented steps to ensure the president cannot ignore the vote of the people. Democratic House members are pressing Mr. Trump's cabinet to go on to record to support the election outcome. This is VOA News. Several Midwestern states are now reporting that there are new spikes in coronavirus cases, and they're expressing concern about hospital space. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
There are new warnings about hospital capacity in Springfield, Missouri, with nearly 1,600 new COVID cases reported Wednesday, more than 100,000 infections since Missouri reopened in June. And Governor Mike Parson, a mask opponent, and his wife are among them. South Dakota has a new record high, 463 cases and 8 more deaths, despite Governor Kristi Noem declaring the virus had already peaked and promoting tourism in her state. Iowa schools sent hundreds of students home after coronavirus outbreaks. Montana, with a new record high, some 500 cases are linked to schools reopening. Meanwhile, Florida's governor's calling for a college student's Bill of Rights, denouncing university officials for disciplining students for attending large parties. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And in the United States, it still leads the world in the number of coronavirus-related deaths and infections. There are now more than 981,000 people who have died from COVID-19 globally. There are more than 32.1 million confirmed infections. South Korea Friday said it would impose tighter restrictions during the autumn holiday weeks when people traditionally reunite with families, flagging the risk of new clusters of coronavirus infections. The new curb applies to at least 11 high-risk facilities in the densely populated Seoul metropolitan area, including nightclubs and bars. Those restrictions are on top of the current so-called Phase 2 social distancing, which limits indoor gatherings to 50 people and outdoor gatherings to 100 and bans spectators from sporting events. Health authorities in China's eastern city have found coronavirus contamination on some packages stored by a seafood importer after two of its handlers tested positive for the virus but displayed no symptoms. China has stepped up checks on frozen food imports and banned those from some foreign meat processing plants amid the global pandemic. Thursday's results came during a routine test of the company's staff, although none of the two affected men's 147 close contacts tested positive, according to the Municipal Health Commission. Pro-democracy Hong Kong politicians staged a brief protest in the city's legislature on Friday to call for the release of 12 activists arrested by Chinese authorities at sea last month as they tried to flee to Taiwan by boat. Chinese police have said the 12, who are all suspects of crimes in Hong Kong related to anti-government protests that erupted last year, were suspected of illegal border crossing. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Hits.